Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Got it all going on again. You know, that should be assumed at this point. Joe Dunning is back, the most unusual energy healer. We have had the most amazing time. I'm just noticing that we've got energy on the phone line now. Par for the course. We're going to have to work on that. But Joe Dunning, you can find her online at joedunning.com. We've had her on a couple of times. We've done this unusual form of mass energy healing on the show, which we're going to do again right now, right here. And the first time we did it, I had an incredible pile of emails and phone calls. People all kind of having the same kind of shocked expression, going, wow, did other people feel that? And reporting all kinds of changes. And it's a very interesting process that seems to enable us as a group to tap into this healing energy and focus on several things during this show. So that is what you are on the ride for this full hour. Also, if I'm to understand this process correct, you can tune in later at newsforthesoul.com and do it again and again and again and again, because we archive all our shows all free all the time. Every show ever done, it's all there, all free, newsforthesoul.com. So in the meantime, let's bring Joe Dunning on and start the fun. Joe Dunning, welcome to News for the Soul again.
Say hi, Nicole. It's great to be back here again. I thoroughly enjoy being on this show and having the time together with you and the rest of your listening audience.
Well, it was very interesting. You know, we've done this almost kind of, you know, it's been kind of a neat experiment for me to see what kind of feedback would happen when we attempted to do this, because this is a totally new kind of a way of approaching this subject of healing and energy healing for me. It was kind of neat to be able, I mean, we kept talking while you're doing it, and, you know, it's like bilocating and being omnipresent and very unusual, you know. And I was shocked at the emails that I got from people going, oh, my God, you know, I experienced change, and they were visibly, you know, surprised as well. So it was quite different. So tell me the roots of this. Like, how did you start doing it this way?
Well, you know, I think it's been kind of an evolution of understanding and personal learning over the last 20 years, probably. And it's only been maybe in the last year and a half, maybe a little longer, actually a little longer, when I began to realize that it's very possible to work with a large group of people remotely, meaning by radio and television, and at the same time have that energy be individualized so each person can be choosing what they'd like to be working on, and the energy is also recorded on your show, so it's on the tape that anyone can call in and listen to, so you can continue to do the change work that you'd like to do. And so I started probably this style on shows like this a couple of years ago, maybe. And at first, I started off just knowing how to work with one person, and then I began to learn how to work with a small group, and then eventually I was working with larger groups, and then began doing PBS or radio shows, and found that yes, in fact, the energy does continue to transfer, just like always, as if we're all sitting together in the same living room. And I just love that part.
Well, that was so interesting. You know, we've talked about the nature of our true selves in various ways over the years on the show, and one particularly astonishing conversation I had, an experience I had, direct experience, was when Dr. David Morehouse was on, former CIA remote viewer. I did all the trainings with him because I didn't want to just sort of hear about it. I wanted to experience it, have a direct experience, and understand, you know, if this was real. And we did a double beacon target in one of his courses, which means that you have two different human targets at the same time. So you're essentially, you know, having an experience of your omnipresent self by being at two different places at the same time while you're somewhere else lying in a sleeping bag with a blindfold on in an altered state. So, you know, kind of having these different ways of expressing to people how we're really, you know, more than what we think, it's very, I think, very mind-expanding anyways. So I get it, what you're saying, but to get people's minds around this, because we had a few questions of, you know, how the heck can you do this, and people try to email in and call in today to have this sort of more traditional approach of, you know, Alice in Seattle with her toe hurts or something. This way you're able to serve everybody as a group. But how does it work?
Well, it's a difficult thing to explain, not because it's complicated, but because we don't yet have very good language for it. Mm-hmm. And so we are in the process as a culture of developing the language we need to express things. So with my limited language, I'll do my best to explain a rather simple idea, and that is that we are all working, living in a reality that is three-dimensional, which is our physical world that we know, and simultaneously we are also living in other kinds of realities that we call spiritual or energetic or something that is other than the physical. And there are certain laws that apply in the physical realm, like two objects in the physical realm can't be in the same place at the same time. They can't occupy that. And there is time and there is space. That's what that represents. So in our physical realm, we have time and we have space. However, as soon as we move beyond the three-dimensional world and into some of the other energetic dimensions, those laws are no longer applicable. And what we find instead is that in the energetic realms, we can have many things happening simultaneously as if we are all linked together and in exactly the same space at the same time. So right now, as I'm speaking with you, Nicole, and people are listening to this show, we are all linked through the same kind of energy, which would be fourth dimensional and higher. And since there's no time and no space, it is completely within the laws of that realm to be able to join together and do change work, energy work, remote viewing, bilocating, all those kinds of things can take place easily and simply as soon as we begin to move beyond the laws like gravity and time and space that we experience in our 3D world and step into the next realms. And we take that step primarily by the expansion of our consciousness, which simply means that we as an individual have bigger beliefs about life then would apply just to what we see and experience in our three-dimensional world. That's all expanded consciousness means. We are moving beyond. And the greater our consciousness expands beyond our three-dimensional understanding of life, the more connected we become into what I very generically call Source. And everyone kind of has their own name for that something bigger, that greater power, that place from which all life springs and is sustained by. So we all have kind of a knowing or an understanding or an awareness, a sense of it. And so we are able then in this world to begin to tap into the energies that are flowing in that dimension. So it's really quite wonderful opportunity. And of course, quantum physics is now beginning to validate and measure and quantify all of the details of this and also provide language simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. And with all the kind of conscious media out there now, too, it certainly is getting a lot easier to get our logical, slow, trudgy, three-dimensional brain around this stuff, you know, after The Secret and What the Bleep and all those things. We kind of visualize it a little easier. Before we kind of continue with our conversation, did you want to start the first round of healing now?
I'd love to do that, and let me make just a brief comment about our slow, logy, three-dimensional brain, which is very accurate description if you were to compare it to the parts of our being that function beyond the 3D world. And so our three-dimensional brain is the part of our brain that scientists are able to easily measure the activity of. And so scientists, at least until recently, we now have some better instruments, but until recently, indicated that 95% of our brain is sitting there unused, and approximately 5% of it is active. And all they're really discovering or attempting to explain is that it only takes 5% of our brain to function in the 3D world. And so in that sense, it is a piece of cake. There is just hardly anything to functioning here in a three-dimensional world. And the other 95% of our brain is used to function in all the other dimensions and realities in which we are all already actively functioning. And as our consciousness begins to expand, we become conscious of functioning in those other realities. We're already there. We are already all that we dream of being. It's just about becoming conscious of it, meaning experiencing it as our everyday reality. So that being said, I would love to do the first round of energy work.
Okay.
And I've been kind of thinking about what might be fun to do. I mean, it is infinite. The choices are almost infinite of what is possible and what can take place and how to go about doing it. So the things that I select to do on a program like this would be something that I hope is pretty much appealing to most people that would be listening. So it won't be way out in the esoteric realms and the high contact of spirituality. It will be more in our everyday 3D life and how to make that easier and more pleasant. So that's what I would like to focus on today.
All right.
And if people want to tap into the energy work for an experience and receive the energy work for that more expanded spiritual experience, I offer that free on a teleconference call. And so they're welcome to call in on that teleconference line the last Tuesday of every single month, with the exception of next month. I'm going to be out of the country. Excuse me, exception of this month. I'm going to be out of the country. But other than that, every single Tuesday, last Tuesday, they can contact my website, get the phone number, and call in and experience that for a whole hour. And so that's one way to help expand consciousness. So I guess if I give that information, I should give the website too. And that's joedunning.com. And Joe is female Joe, so that's just spelled J-O, joedunning.com. All right. So what I'd like to do today for the energy work portion, at least the first energy work portion, is what I call three little miracles, or three special wishes, however you'd like to look at it. And these are always really fun. It's an opportunity to set a request for three special little things that you might like to experience in your own life. And we're generally not going for become president and win $10 million lottery. So we're going for more everyday kind of wonderful wishes, like maybe you need a car that runs better, or maybe you need a pay raise, or maybe you need to have a really, would love to have a really wonderful partner, romantic life partner. Or maybe you have a situation in your life that is difficult for you and you would really like that resolved. Maybe you have a legal situation. Or maybe you have something between you and perhaps a child and you would really like that to have a more comfortable experience in that. Or you and your husband or wife. So it's an opportunity to choose three little miracles, three things that you'd like to have different. Maybe you'd like to improve your memory, improve your health. It's really wide open. And we're going more for the everyday kind of 3D experiences. We'll do some things for some spiritual enhancement later. Let me make a note about that so that we can do a little bit of everything so everybody gets a little piece they'd like. But for this one, what I'd like everyone to do is bring to mind three little miracles, three little wishes that they would like to have come true in their life. And we'll stop in just a minute, and I'll ask you to bring those to mind. And then we'll just go on with the show. And I'll go ahead and talk. And during the time we're talking, the energy will be going to each individual and addressing the three things that they would like to have different in their life, those three little miracle things, and helping to move energetically whatever needs to be moved and adjusted so that those little wonderful wishes can be granted and made true for you. And so if you can't think of three wishes right now, which is sometimes difficult when you're on the spot, when you think of one during this time when I'll be talking, you can just bring it to mind and then let it go. And so three wishes, please three only, so we can be sure that things are fully addressed. So if you would bring those three ideas, three little wishes to mind right now. And so now the energy has started. It's beginning, and it will come to each one of you and begin to address whatever you brought to mind for your three wishes. And some of you may experience that energy coming in. Sometimes it makes you very relaxed. Sometimes it might make you feel sleepy or perhaps energized. Or you might notice a change in your body temperature. You might suddenly get very warm or very cool. Or you might feel a tingling or a vibration. Some people sometimes hear a sound. There's a variety of ways that each person experiences energy, and it varies, so it's difficult to say how you might experience it. And even if you feel like you're just having your regular, normal experience and there was nothing different than happened for you, please know that the energy is still there, just the same, addressing whatever it is that you are requesting and taking care of it for you. Whether you experience the energy or not, it's still right there. And usually when we experience energy or if we don't experience energy, it just has to do with that is the very best thing for us in that moment is either to experience it or not experience it. And it doesn't necessarily mean that one person is more evolved than another. It just means you happen to have that experience. Also, depending on what you're requesting, each request has a different frequency or a different vibration or a slightly different energy that's needed to help bring what you'd like. And those different vibrations or energies, some of them are very easily perceived by our physical body. You know, our physical body has limitations on the spectrum of light that we see and the different decibels of sound that we hear and the different frequency of sound that we hear. Well, also we have on our physical body a limitation on the height of the vibration and the depth of the vibration that we easily perceive. So it could be they just chose something beyond our usual ability to perceive it just because of the physical instrument that we live in. So that's what's happening right now, and the three little wishes are underway.
Okay. So when you say let go, let's talk about that a little bit. So I don't have to sit here keeping the three things in the forefront of my consciousness with, like, practically concentrating on where I'm giving myself an aneurysm. I can just not think about it at all.
Correct. All you had to do is bring it to mind. and then let it go. It's being handled. All we needed to do was to know what it is you wanted. That's all. It's just, it's like placing your order in a restaurant. You don't have to sit there and keep thinking the hamburger, okay, until it arrives at your plate. You just put the order to the server, and then you forget about it. You have a nice conversation, and your hamburger shows up, and you enjoy your meal.
And it's done, and it's happening now. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I liked your explanation just before you started this round of the healing, group healing that we're doing now. Your explanation about the brain, you know, only the 3D brain using the 5% or whatever it is. And, you know, I mean, anytime anyone's ever discussed that, I've sort of always inferred that we're just not using the rest of it, which has never made any sense to me at all. And I like
why would God do something like that? That's silly.
I mean, it makes a lot more sense that we're already functioning on multi-dimensional layers, and we are using it. We just haven't figured out how to figure that out yet with our 5%.
Uh-huh.
So have you heard of any kind of tests or anything, you know, more on the esoteric levels that have been determining that ratio? Or
The level of brain use? Well, I had an interesting experience not long ago. The L.A. Brain Institute hooked me up to an EEG and then measured what was going on in my brain as I was doing an energy clearing process with a client, and they had the client hooked up to an EEG at the same time. So they're beginning to do some research to discover what areas the brain are firing, what frequencies are they firing at, what is the experience that I'm having, what is the experience that the client, the recipient is having. And what they're finding is that my brain, I don't have all the results back yet, but my brain, or the brain of a practitioner using this kind of a technique, goes into this very even vibrational frequency where many areas are firing at a very, very even level. And that may have to do with this, what I call midline functioning, midline, meaning the middle of the brain as it goes from the forehead towards the back, that midline functioning of the brain. And we are in a place that is, my experience of it is that it is neither left brain nor right brain. We are actually functioning down that, is that called the corpus callosum or something? I think there's a name for where all those nerves transfer from one brain side to the other. And when I'm doing energy work or speaking to a group from an energetic point, like now, my mind, my thinking mind, is completely silent. And I am just present and talking and sharing whatever it is that needs to be shared in that moment. And I'm not planning, I'm not thinking about, I'm not trying to remember and recall. I am just here in this midbrain place. And I call that being in the point of the keys to both kingdoms. And the keys to both kingdoms then would mean that the left brain, which is linear, rational, logical, functions beautifully in our 3D world in very lots of ways. And then the right brain, which is our big picture, our global understanding, our deep-seated heart wisdom, those kind of deep-seated wisdom and knowing. So we have both hemispheres that work for us. And the idea is to be able to tap into either as needed. So when we're functioning from that midpoint, my experience is that either and all aspects are simultaneously and equally available. And that would include all of the frontal areas that tap into divinity and the high frequencies of our source. We have in our brain something called the amygdala. And the amygdala is a very, very interesting little section on the brain. And what it does is direct information. It's a sorting house, kind of like the post office. And it directs information. And it either sends the information forward or it sends the information towards the back of the brain. And anything that is encoded, meaning has the chemistry, the biochemistry that contains the hormones or the chemistry of love, get sent forward into the forebrain. And those things that have the chemistry of fear get sent back into the reptilian brain for fight, flight, survival. So the amygdala is this wonderful little sorting device. And what we want to begin doing is using the heart, our physical heart center, and the physical heart has a little I want to call it a gland, and it's probably not a perfect physical naming for it, but a little part in the physical heart that excretes a hormone. And that chemical that it excretes stimulates the amygdala to send messages forward. So items that come from the heart center, the heart wisdom, that great internal wise linking to the greater source, all get sent into the forward areas of the brain. And those things that come from midbrain function, reptilian function, biological survival, all of those kinds of ways that may be a little more fear-based, get sorted in the amygdala and pushed to the back so that the animal portion of us can survive. So here we have spirit and matter. We have both, spirit and matter. The heart sends the messages forward into those spirit centers, and the physical body, the survival body, sends the messages back into the fight and flight realm so that we can stay alive here as a spiritual being in a physical form. And it's a wonderful, wonderful interplay. Our whole body is designed that way, to balance the spiritual, our spiritual being, and our physical being, so that we can encapsulate both experiences in one body form. So some people call this the body, some call it the holy temple. Everyone has a name for this physical vehicle, and we have this animal part of us, physical, meat, flesh, animal part of us, that then becomes the domain of expression for this spiritual aspect of us. So we are being enlivened and played through as a spiritual being, meaning from our highest self. We play ourselves through ourselves out into the world.
I hope I didn't lose you there. Joe? Uh-oh. We may have lost Joe. My goodness, right in mid-sentence there. Interesting. Okay, so here's what we're going to have to do, is get Joe back on the line and get you guys back on with the next round of healing when we find Joe, wherever she went, into the ozone layer. So here we go. What we're going to have to do, whoever's on the board there at the radio station, if you could put on some audio there, because you're going to lose me in about 2 seconds. And those of you tuned in, talk amongst yourselves. Don't go anywhere. We're on with Joe Dunning and doing a live group healing on the air. You can visit her website in the meantime, joedunning.com. And if you miss any of the show, or if any of us miss any of the show, go to newsforthesoul.com later for All Free All the Time archives. Okay, so we're going to go find Joe, see where she went there, and rematerialize back here in a minute or two, and we shall carry on. Don't go anywhere.
Sky.
And you hear me now. I'm Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, back, I hope, with Joe Dunning. We're in the midst of an energy healing, a mass energy healing on the show. And it must be some pretty big energy healing going on because all heck is breaking loose now.
Yes, you know, I've often experienced that when there's energy work going on that the electronics have a little bit of difficulty with it. And my interpretation of what just happened is that some people are getting some pretty wonderful miracles in their life.
Well, it's pretty cool because same thing. That always kind of affirms when this is going on that, you know, there's the energy is amplifying. And I mean, for one moment you couldn't hear me, I couldn't hear you, and then the station couldn't hear us. We're having to call in, and
yeah.
So that it must mean something's going on. So I'm going to be very interested to hear the feedback out there. Actually, on that note, I want to give out an email address. While they can still hear me giving it out, healings@newsforthesoul.com. That's where to send your feedback and specific stories. You know, what's happening to you today while the show is on, what happens in the week to follow. And also, of course, you can go and redo this over and over and over again, if you like, for free in the News for the Soul archive, so newsforthesoul.com. So you've seen this before, too, where energetically, all heck breaks loose with electronics.
Yes, frequently, because much of my work is done by phone or like this, and also the practitioners that I train, they then also work by phone, and there are some techniques, especially chakra clearing and balancing, which I now call energy center clearing and balancing, is very likely to silence the phone lines about the time we hit the throat, the heart, the throat, and sometimes the center of the forehead. Those frequencies are very high vibration, and they seem to have an interesting time. The phone just stops carrying voice sound. Everyone is still connected, and they're just sitting a little longer in silence, and the voice sound isn't there any longer.
So is it literally that we're raising our vibration?
I believe that that's part of it, certainly, and the other part is that the frequency of the energy that's being transmitted is interrupting the phone lines.
Wow.
So the frequency that's being sent out is dominant over the voice vibrational frequency that's going out, and somehow one cancels the other, and there's just silence. The energy wins. It keeps going, and the voice drops out.
And this is indicative of a particularly powerful healing normally?
Well, it happens routinely with certain types of healing that I offer, so it has to do with the vibration particularly of that healing. And sometimes if there happens to be a very strong energy that's being used, a very powerful one, that might have more influence. I think it has more to do with the frequency, the vibrational level of the energy than the volume, although it would certainly have some influence by volume.
Well, I'm just intrigued by it because this is the second or third time that we've done a specific process for this size audience, you know, same venue, and we didn't get bumped off the lines like that before. So,
yeah. Well, some things happen, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Magic is afoot, you know. The divine divinity works in wonderful ways that we call magic or miraculous, same word, only because we don't yet understand how it all works. And so we find miracles in our life, and soon we'll understand how those miracles work. It's very popular right now, the Secret, and of course Napoleon Hill's great work of Speak and Grow Rich. And those are helping us to begin to understand some of the laws by which our everyday life is operating, and we are usually unconscious of. And we are already influenced by those laws of this dimension, this three-dimensional world. We're influenced by them. It doesn't matter whether we know about them or not. It doesn't matter whether we use them consciously or not. They are still at play in our life. And so we are already creating and manifesting our life. We are already doing all of that. So people say, I want to learn about manifesting. I say, well, you're already a master at it. You're doing your whole life right now. What they really mean is, I want to learn the laws of manifesting so I can start consciously influencing what I'm creating. And that's a whole other wonderful area. And one of the key pieces in manifesting is our emotional system. The emotional system is kind of like the message relayer for our physical realm to our energetic realm and back into the physical realm. So we have an emotion going on in the physical realm. It translates into energy, electromagnetic energy, actually, which is radiated through our energy field. So now it's become energy. It's no longer emotion, biochemical body response. It's now energetic. It's switched its like a new costume. It's no longer biological chemical, which is material. It's now energetic, and it is electromagnetic energetic, and it's going out into our energy field and then attracting through this magnetism. The law of attraction is one of the words that's called that because it's an electromagnetic field, and we know that when we put a magnet near another magnet, it either attracts or repels, depending on which end of the magnet you're using. So this particular energy that's going out into the world is attracting whatever it is we are bringing through our emotional system. So as we bring through more and more love to our emotional system, more and more joy, freedom, playfulness, spontaneity, aliveness, forgiveness, as we bring through all those higher frequencies, we are attracting more of that to us. And conversely, as we bring through lower frequencies, we are attracting more low frequency activities and experiences to us. And the fortunate part is, for all of us, is that the high frequencies seem to be much more powerful. So it is easier to attract the love and pleasant things, and it takes a lot longer to attract the unpleasant things. So that's a little bit of a safety valve, I guess, for all of us that are still learning about our mind and how to work with it and one of our difficulties is that we have somehow come to believe that we are our mind. And by believing that we are our mind, we think that what we think is us thinking it. We think that what our emotions are is us having it. And all we really are doing is being in this place of creating thought, which automatically has emotion. I mean, I don't know yet, it must be possible, but I don't know yet a thought without a biochemical response to that thought, a body response to that thought, which we call emotion. And we experience emotion as a physical experience that has a certain quality to it, and that quality we call emotion, like happiness or sadness. So one person may have the physical experience of happiness and start crying. And that's a body response to go with the emotion of happiness for that individual. And another person may have a sad emotional experience and have the body response of crying. Now we absolutely know if we are crying from happiness or sadness. In almost every situation, we are aware if this is a sad thing that's creating tears or a joyful thing. And so we have a chemistry that's going on that triggers responses in the body that correlate with emotional responses. So every time we have a thought, we are shifting our biochemistry. And that's why people will say you can think about things, Napoleon Hill, think and grow rich. You can think about things and shift your biochemistry and your experience in life. We can think about issues with our health and healing and change things in our life. I like to tell an experience of my own that happened a number of years ago, and I tell this experience because I want people to know that you can change your own health. You can take authority for your own health and your own life and create the kind of health experience you want to have. It's time to do a new process. Let's stop for a minute here. And let's see. Let's do one, since I'm right here in the middle of health, let's do something that has to do with the physical body. Most of us have something about our physical body we would like to improve or change. It can be our weight. It could be our muscle tone. It could be actual physical health if there's a problem going on. It could be energy and stamina. It could be memory. It could be eyesight, hearing. Could be coordination. Anything that has to do pretty much with the physical body, and I'm calling that health, physical body. And so I'd like for this process for people to bring to mind something they'd like different or more of, it doesn't matter, you can do it either way, about your physical body or your health. And if you would, we'll pause for a moment in just a little bit and let you bring that to mind. And once you've brought it to mind, you can just let it go. And this one, let's see. Can we do that? Let me just see for a moment here. Yeah, let's do two items about your physical that you would like to have different.
Okay.
And that will be addressed. So if you bring to mind right now the two items that you'd like to have different, and if you want to add how you'd like it different, you're fine, but you don't limit God here. Let's keep it open. The ways that you, what you would like to experience instead, that's a better way to do it. And we'll start. So bring those to mind, please. Okay, so that energy's going now, and we'll be addressing health things, body things, physical things. Maybe someone's got a sports event coming up and they want to really perform well, you know, some kind of a physical challenge, or riding their bike better or something like that, being a better baseball player. It doesn't matter. It's about the body coordination. Okay, so I was talking about health.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't quite remark.
You were going to use an example story of overcoming stuff, because I was just...
Oh, thank you. Yes. It's a way people can, anyone listening can help improve your own experience of your health. And my experience with taking care of my body is primarily that when I finally reach the point that I give up, that someone else is going to change something, that I have to take it on and take care of it myself, that's when that kind of a clear knowing, that absolute knowing takes a hold, and then bodies really begin to change. And we may find professionals that will be exactly the person we need, or we may be led to a new type of food or something, or we may just start making the changes ourselves. So the change I wanted to share was that a number of years ago I had some blood drawn from my arm for a routine physical.
Uh-oh. I've lost you, Joe, again, right at a lovely pinnacle moment of a great story. So if you can hear me and the radio station can hear me, we've got to do this again. Everybody, stand by.
Bring your soul and bring your world. Get it over and done with, because my heart is sore. Powerless. You're obvious, I doubt. Once you fall in love, you can never get out. I want now of a million things who feel love like poison in their veins. But we strive to survive, and I wanna live, not to stay alive. I want out of misery I feel. I want out where my nightmares become real, and my heart is empty, and my feelings the same. I want you out of my mind, so there's nothing remains. I don't know. A love so pure and a love that could last, and whatever my regret won't change the past. I want now of a million things.
Wow, is all I have to say at this point. Okay.
We're frying the lines here, Nicole.
I think we are. This is great.
Yeah.
Wow.
If people will hang in with this when we go silent, if they'll stay on, it just means that there are huge quantities of energy coming through to take care of your requests.
Well, you know,
we must have
go through anything like this before. This is massive affirmation
yeah.
for me that something's going on, because all heck is breaking loose. If you've just tuned in by any chance, I'm Nicole Whitty, and this is News for the Soul, and we're talking to Joe Dunning, who is online at jodunning.com, and we're doing a mass energy healing, and all heck is breaking loose.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're having a good old time here. This is great.
Enough. Hot time in the old town. But, you know, now we're back on, and I have to hear this story that you started to tell. I heard
right.
it right up until you had a routine blood test. That's all I got.
Okay. So the story is an example of how we can take charge and heal our own body. So I'm using the story as an example. And so I was having a routine routine physical and blood being drawn from my arm, and the tech who was drawing the blood kept missing the vein and instead hitting the nerve. And so after five or six pretty uncomfortable attempts, that nerve was pretty perforated. And he finally found the vessel. And as I was leaving, I told him that my arm was aching a lot, you know, all the way up my arm, up my neck, through my jaw. It was a lot of pain.
Wow.
And he said, you know, it'll be better in a few minutes, probably thinking I was a real wuss. I don't know, but probably so. What had happened was this nerve was now perforated, and so that arm became pretty useless. I pretty much just kept it loose at my side. It wasn't that I was unable to move it. It was just that it was very painful to move. And any time I would forget and start to move that arm, I would get very sharp pains going up my arm and up through my neck. So this went on for several months of just my hand hanging there loose. The doctor said it's a damaged nerve. You're just going to have to live with it. And no one else could do anything. And what I realized was every time I felt the pain, I also felt anger at the guy that did it. And I felt upset that this had happened and that it wasn't right, that it should have happened. And all of these unpleasant emotions were now around this arm and the pain that I was experiencing. And one day I was feeling the pain in my arm, and I went, well, no one cares about this. I mean, it was kind of like this indignant statement. No one cares about this except me. And I said, I guess I'm going to have to fix it myself. And that was the moment of taking charge. It was clear as a bell. That was a moment of taking charge. So I said, okay, what have I been doing? Now, this was a number of years ago. I didn't know anything about healing, manifesting, zero. I just went, what have I been doing? And I went, well, I've been, every time I feel the pain, I've been angry, I've been upset, I've been wondering if I should sue the person. I was felt alone and forgotten, and nobody cared about it. I went, okay, that doesn't work. I've done that. That doesn't work. I'm going to do the opposite. What would be the greatest opposite I could think of that would that I could do every time I felt the pain? And so what I came up with was the biggest opposite for me was every time I feel the pain, I will feel tremendous love and compassion for those little cells in that nerve that are hurt, and they are still doing their very best, 100% loyal and devoted to me, even though they're hurt, to do their job. They are still 100% doing their best to do their job. So instead, each time I felt the pain, I would now feel love and compassion in that area of my arm for those precious little cells that were doing the very best that they could under a very difficult situation. 3 days later, I noticed that my arm was just fine. I really don't know how long I did that process of feeling the pain and sending the love. Maybe a day and a half. I'm not sure.
Wow.
3 days later, I noticed my arm was just fine. I was using it normally. I had completely forgotten there was ever a pain there. And what my mind did was what we usually do. We are so such sweet little puppies. My mind went, that can't be so. It's only been 3 days. That can't be so. I must not just be moving my arm right to make it hurt. So I started moving my arm this way and that way, and sure enough, in 5 to 10 seconds, that pain was right back.
Wow.
And I started laughing. I went, I get it. I get it. I can make the pain go away. I can make the pain come back. And so then for the next few hours, I did the love, and the pain went away, and the pain is away. So if we have a part of our body that hurts, that is struggling with something, that is different than what we want it to be, anything, our memory, our hearing, our eyesight, our strength, a tumor, blood sugar problems, cancer, arthritis, it doesn't matter, anything. Begin to feel love and compassion for that part of your body that is doing the very best it can with a tremendous burden. It is working its little heart out for you. And so we send love and compassion there for how hard it's working. What I think is happening with this is that when we send love and compassion, we are opening the energy channels that flow through that area. And we are opening them to their max. And so the energy that's needed to create healing is now flooding that area. When we think upset, angry, worried, fearful thoughts about that situation in our body, we are restricting how much energy can get there for the body to start repairing itself. So what we want to do instead is just the opposite. We want to feel love and compassion. And then the body has the tools, the energy that it needs to take care of itself and repair itself. And as long as we have one breath of life left in this body, we have the opportunity for 100% full return to health. One breath of life. All that means is if you're still alive, you can have 100%. Now that's pretty nice.
Amazing. And, you know, that's exactly, it's funny, that's exactly what was going through my mind as you started this final round here, which, by the way, we're 2 minutes to the top of the hour. But, you know, getting
Oh, we're going to start another one.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Okay, you want to start another one?
A speed round. We've got 2 minutes.
Well, I can keep it going after we finish on the phone.
Okay.
Okay. So let's do, now I go blank, right? let's do a complete balancing of the energy system of the physical body. So all of the energy systems are open and flowing and adjusted to their maximum level. That's a great one. Follow up with health. So all you have to do is know that this is what's being offered. Agree that you'd like to have that and that I can continue after the show is over to complete it. And bring to mind your physical body.
Okay.
And we'll do that right now.
Anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.
Inside, you're part of everything I do. All of the time, time. All of the time. Another sleepless night, I'll never make it right, but I'll do everything I can do. Nothing is set in stone, and you'll never be alone. But that's a fact you always knew. All of the time. All of the time. All of the time. All of the time. Love me.